Jeff, Mei Kui and Cherning from the Da Ka Show on common mistakes to avoid in your 30s.
I have no friends.
Okay, I don't really have time, energy, intent to go and find a hobby.
He needs to go therapy, like, to be honest.
Do you ever see yourself leaving radio?
Yes.
Are you still struggling in your 30s? This is your daily catch-up. Boom. Good morning, everybody. Today, we are going to talk about something pretty interesting. So, I've recruited some friends to help me out. And they are Jeff, Mei Kui and Cherning from the Da Ka Show.
Yay!
On
Yes, Shou
San
Kong.
I love back-to-back shows right after their show. They came out.
Then from Chinese, switch to English now.
Oh,
so, the Da Ka Show actually runs on Yes, Shou San San on weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
Facebook 那边呢,也已经在进行着我们的脸书直播啦。
可以到我们的官方脸书去哦,facebook.com/yes93san.
And they are immensely popular. They've actually been nominated for Best Radio Program for 4 years in a row now.
Oh,
and they have
every month.
That's all.
That's the champ.
And they've actually even had like a fan meet that they held early last year where more than 800 listeners showed up.
Damn.
800.
Yeah, and something very exciting just happened over the weekend for Cherning and Jeff actually, because they just won Star Awards Top 10 Most Popular.
Up and up.
Yeah, a lot of my actor friends say, wow, now got all the DJs coming out there. How do you all feel?
Which actor friend?
Let me drop something, I don't know.
But we welcome Romeo to our show if he would like to come. So, do you prepare a speech?
We actually have a competition on air. Like before Star Wars, so we were PKing. Like, if you had the worst script,
then you have to say that.
On stage.
So I lost the PK on air, so I have to repeat the same script that I said on air on stage. So I kind of regret it, I feel. Because you know, this moment don't come very easy. And to be given 1 minute, you know,
then you decide to screw around.
And then, you know, you have a script that has not much context, because people that listens to our show will understand what I'm saying. But if I go on national TV and say this, you know, maybe some people may not understand.
No, but
what inside jokes? Yeah.
For the guys, they lose out a bit also, because they are, when the guy's award was presenting, it was almost 10 o'clock already. So everybody said one sentence, right?
Oh, yeah,
the music played.
What? Oh, that explains it.
Before they thank the mother, father, and the music already played.
I was listening to it 1 minute.
Wow.
Then the girls got quite a lot of time.
You know who is CC, right?
Yeah.
CC joined everybody out, CC.
CC wasted a lot of time.
Do you have anything you would like to say if you could redo your speech?
I would like to make it a little bit more comical, and probably I would like to name drop a few of these people that really helped me.
Like Dorina.
Dorina
is carrying the entire entertainment industry on her back. Everybody thanks Dorina.
No, because if you want to put names, there'll be also too many people. It's just that maybe some of these heads, the head of departments, are expecting to hear their names. Yeah, so
he just wants to bootleg.
Huh?
We all do what we must.
So at the end of the episode, we put a credit roll for
Jeff. I feel bad because I address them as bosses. So I say, okay, 我要谢谢老板们. So I say something like, you know, 电视制作人. So
TV producers.
Yeah, so I actually gave a very generic name. But I saw that the panning of the camera went on to a specific person. So then I didn't say the name. So I feel a little bit
bad. That's the director thoughts, really.
It was on Jean's face.
Oh.
So Jean is one of the senior producers, I think. A very important figure in MediaCorp. So thank you, Jean, if you are listening to this.
Jean and Doreen.
Cherning, eh? Do you have something that...
I'm very satisfied with my speech.
Yeah. And we have a speech that Mei Kui prepared.
Yeah, hers is very good. Yeah.
Okay. Why not?
It's okay.
Yeah, people that she wants to thank.
I can use it next year if I still get a chance.
Confirm. Okay, okay. Confirm.
When you win.
If I win.
She's going to win next year.
Not with that attitude.
We called
it. Okay, so, I mean, the three of you have been actually in radio for over a decade now.
Huh?
It's complicated for her.
Because I started out doing back-end stuff. So, I mean, I've been in the industry as long as Cherning, but I was actually a promotional executive first.
What does that mean?
It's like a saikang. Like, you know those that?
In a way,
you on the radio. Thank you.
We appreciate you.
Yeah. With the camera to pass today.
Back-end staffs.
Because they help to arrange all interviews and everything.
So for 5 years at another station, before I joined Shou San San officially.
How did you get that start?
Wow. I was just trying to explore my job because being a promo, like he said, like, it's a lot of planning, doing events and all. Mm. And I just wanted to expand out a little while I'm in the media industry. Mm. So I just thought like, hey, since I'm here, why don't I ask for a chance to be a part-time DJ?
Right.
So, because a part-time DJ does weekend shift, so it doesn't really affect with my work. Right. So actually, when I was trying to learn, I was learning under Chen Ning.
Whoa.
Yeah, like she was teaching me all the panel stuff, how things should be and such. And it was a fortunate time, I feel, that I managed to do a direct transfer over.
So you basically go to work Monday to Sunday lah?
No lah, not always. Because like part-time DJs, usually maybe in a month, we get one or two.
Oh, it's like a relief.
Yeah. Oh, I see. So it so happens
so
that...
So you copy the MC, that kind lah.
I mean, if someone is not around, then she takes over. Mm. And it so happens that I think her command of language is really good.
Yeah.
Then she can go on air. Yeah. And you know, then she starts dropping hints, you know, in front of the bosses. Actually, 我说话也不错, you know. She starts speaking.
The radio voice, huh?
And then, you know, the bosses start to recognize and probably notice that, hey, actually, she can become a DJ.
It's really not like...
You are predominantly, I mean, we grew up in Singapore, so predominantly we learn our stuff in English, right? Mm. But did you always excel in Chinese?
No.
To this point?
Yeah, my O level, I mean, like the oral, I was not distinction. I was like, just married.
Just married.
Just married.
Like, oral, oral.
When I passed, my teacher gave me a high five.
So how then did you all end up deciding to join a Chinese radio station?
I think Chinese easier to fake. Like, no, like because 你只需要字正腔圆, enunciate
the words.
You only need to be able to have
properly enunciate.
Yeah, enunciation.
Which is not important in English, meh?
No, but English is harder. It's harder to fake like you're good at it.
Actually, for me, I've been Chinese speaking since young lah.
Right.
Yeah, I went to a Chinese secondary school.
But that doesn't count for Chinese anything, right? It's just the school name Chinese only, right?
Like Huaxiao, Chongqing. I went to Chongqing. Our school song is in Chinese.
I see.
I mean, they put a lot more emphasis on the Chinese culture. Like we learn Chinese calligraphy.
Oh.
We have 文史课, like Chinese history. Oh. Things like that.
No wonder you're not different.
No, I'm not. I was from mass comm. My friends were not all right. They're Chinese names. Legit.
Yeah, are we friends?
So we've done an episode where we have 30-year-olds give advice to 20-year-olds. Oh. So here, if you notice, we have a lot of 30-year-olds here. Mm. Jeff here has just turned 40, even though he really doesn't look like it and he doesn't feel like it.
Yeah.
He's so kind.
Based on all the lies he's been telling us so far.
The white hair is intentional.
Yeah. So, it leads us to our topic of today, which is common mistakes to avoid in your 30s, to help people through their 30s and maximize their 30s. Mm. And I think like on the note of speaking Chinese, right? It was actually one of the notes that I found on Reddit. Mm. So there was a comment that I found that said, please spend time with your parents. And if you still communicate in your dialect, keep practicing, especially when you have a meal with them, because it's sad to see so many youngsters not knowing their dialects.
I agree. You know, I see and I hear my parents speaking to grandparents, but then I can't really converse very, very well with my grandparents. And this is something that I'm a little bit ashamed of, lah. And I feel that if I know the language, it will actually help. I mean, sometimes as a host on stage, you know, if you need to also engage our senior citizens, to be able to know a third or fourth, you know, dialect actually helps a lot. Mm.
For the three of you, are you all living by yourself now?
Nope.
So, with your parents? Because I find that, like, for myself with my parents, right, because I'm still living with them, so I still see them quite often when I go home, and then that is, like, automatically time to spend together, ma. But for, say, the two of you all who have moved out already, that time with your parent has to be a lot more intentional. And do y'all think y'all have lost that over the years as you age?
My dialect not bad, I think.
Oh.
But I credit my being friends lah, in secondary school.
Dialect is in Hokkien.
Hokkien. The vulgarities.
All I know is like, vulgarities. Yeah.
My dialect not fair because my dad is Hainanese. So it's like, you know, the rest of the dialects actually sound a bit like Chinese. Hainanese is totally like you don't understand. I hear, right, I cannot aga what the meaning is.
I don't think I've ever heard Hainanese ever in my life. Or have I and I just don't understand. Yeah, chicken, right?
You just think it's Spanish. You don't understand.
I mean, there's one dialect that's just Hokkien, but at the back, one guy, right?
Huh? Kento?
Lomai.
Is it actually just Lomai?
Lomai guy is Cantonese, leh.
I really don't know.
Right? There's a dialect, right? It's like Hokkien,
Chinese,
but just
so
guy,
you cannot expect the dialect.
Dialect is not even on my radar because Chinese, I don't even know. Because my family growing up was already a very English-speaking household. Mm. And then now I really see the problem with my in-laws. My father-in-law, he can speak English. So there was no problem. We fist bump every time we meet. But then my mother...
We fist bump every time we meet.
Do you? We do. Oh, yeah, it's the thing we do. But my mother-in-law, she can only speak Chinese.
Oh. Right.
And I feel like every time I visit her, right, I want to ask her how she is, how her day is, and like right. what's going on in her life. Right? And I just stand there and...
I feel like that three words quite easy to ask.
Ni hao
ma. Ni hao ma.
Yeah, but we can't have that kind of like very deep conversation that my wife has with my parents. And I kind of feel like a bit of a lesser in-law, like son-in-law in that way. Like me asking for her hand in marriage, right? Even that, like, I tried to speak in Chinese and I think it came out like terribly. Like, then... Huh? 我很爱你的女儿，我要嫁给他。
你要娶她。
Guy have
cannot
to say
use 嫁给她。 No.
That's for
it's
ladies.
Like you marry her.
She's marrying you.
Yeah.
Like, 可以吗?
可以。
Then the father-in-law need to like translate. Yeah, yeah. Like,
then you just need to piece up. Yeah. 你叫我听。
Yeah, but I'm wondering like, am I a lost cause at this point in terms of language? Or like, how do I, other than, do I just go for a Chinese tuition at this point?
You're asking for tips on how to learn Chinese.
Yes, how
you,
do I?
You should listen to Yes, Jo San
San. True.
I'm trying to change my radio station.
It's never too late though.
It's never.
Never. Yeah, you can read more, listen more, and speak more.
Actually, a lot of people learn it through songs.
Yeah.
Because they sing Chinese songs.
Last time I like girl, right? Then I want to learn the Zhou Jie Lun song, right? Then I really need to like learn by rote learning one.
Yeah,
like,
what is rote learning?
Like, I don't know what the meaning of the song means, right? But I'm just singing song to An Jing, you know.
Then he never brings all your songs.
Like,
you know,
so you know what does that mean? I also don't know.
So that's the start of
actually
learning.
But then the girl reject me, so never mind. I give up.
Now that you are in your 30s, right? Like I do feel like 20s, you still have a bit of leeway in that you are finding yourself, you are still building community and all that kind of thing. But when it gets to 30 years old, you kind of feel that, oh no, like maybe that play time needs to lessen. I need to really focus on building my career.
Mm.
And then do you all feel that there's less time for friends and family nowadays?
Like suddenly some urgency.
Is it?
Comes. I mean, for 30.
For you, for you.
Why?
For
start from the 40s.
We want to know whether it gets better.
Yeah. For me, when I turn 30 the other time.
No.
Now
that you're
now.
That you're closer to 80 than you are to your 40s.
For me, there is. I really ignore, I think, all the people that reach out to me.
To him, all is like no friends one. Everyone that's associated with him is associated with work. Once you stop the work association, he pretty much doesn't keep in contact.
Wow.
No, I'm serious. Legit.
Real.
You don't make an effort to like keep in contact with all these people.
And when he have to make a decision between work and family,
he will choose
it's
work.
It's always work.
Yeah.
It's always work.
So, because
they really care for you.
Right.
Tough love, tough love. You need friends like that.
No, because my work...
But they're not friends, they're associates.
No beach party for you.
You see, because my work involves working in the weekends. So I think friends that tries to reach out to you, hey, come celebrate somebody's birthday, you know, and... You know, you rejected once, twice, three times. You know, they stop calling you. So I don't have friends I don't have primary school friends, secondary school friends, JC friends, uni friends. I don't have. All don't have. Even army and all this.
Is no he way. A guy thing? So the because of them also like
yeah.
That.
Yeah.
My brother.
Your brother girlfriend.
Many people have that.
To be honest, I don't want you to feel alone in this. But I think I was very much like that. Or I came to that realization. Maybe 3 to 4 years ago. Then I tried to be more
active,
intentional about it. But it's not like I did a lot of work, to be honest. I just told my wife that I want to be more intentional about it.
And then your wife set you up.
And then my wife will be like, don't let people invite you for dinner twice. So if someone invite already, right, she will help me remind me to invite them to dinner next. Yeah, so she really saved my life. Like, if not, I probably have no social life.
You know, like sometimes when you have a choice between two, you know, maybe friends or work.
You find that you always chose work.
Yeah, for the past, 10 years.
Are you proud of yourself though?
Wow.
I'm in certain aspects, knowing you like that. Huh?
Certain aspects of Jeff. And that's what people see. So when people say Jeff, they would think that, very successful. That's what they think.
But deep down, you're empty inside.
Wow, that sounds like a very sad man.
He needs to go therapy, to be honest.
Have you been?
No time.
Yeah. My team also tell me every day that I need to go therapy.
It's a common thing. No, so there's actually a comment that I've had found that relates to that quite a bit. It's also a bit sad actually. So if I were to quote, most of my friends have married, disappeared or moved on to other places. Doing things on my own is cool and all, but it can get depressing. I was definitely not prepared for life to be this lonely as an adult.
But he doesn't do things on his own.
He drag you out, is it?
Then he will don't do lor. Then he will do work lor.
Yeah. But as a DJ, what? You cannot bring work home, man.
Okay, because he has like a side hustle. Own,
yeah. Oh, I see. You plug it. What is it?
I do events.
Oh,
so I run events for the past, I think, 18 years.
So young, what?
So for the past 20 years, he has always been waking up at 5, show 6 to 10. You know, after that, I go to my office and then continue work until about 10 o'clock at night. Then I sleep about 12, 1 o'clock. I wake up again at 5. Right. And then Saturday, Sundays, it's just events.
Whoa.
Hosting, managing events, fly around the world to do events.
Fly around the world.
Yeah. So, I mean, my life has always been like that.
For the rest of you, right, is this something that you are concerned about in your 30s as well? The feeling of like your friends moving on and maybe whether or not you're left behind.
As compared to him, I'm really not career-minded. I'm not thinking about anything further than like 2 years later, even 1 year later. Oh. But yeah.
So I've come to realize as in my 30s as well that there's no point thinking so far ahead.
Yeah.
Because everything changed anyway. Exactly. You're just setting yourself goals that you'll disappoint yourself for.
Mm. Not so sad, lah, but yeah.
It's possible. I mean, for business also last time, because when we have investors and stuff like that, people ask us a 5-10 year plan. And then I ask myself, what was my plan when we started this business? Mm. And then what was the plan at the end of that business? Every year, it's we didn't follow the plan, but did we do better? We did, ma. You know, but why is that plan? We don't know. So it's a paper you wasted time on.
I do feel like the work-life balance is the biggest challenge of my 30s so far. Mm. And especially since I've gotten married and moved out into my own house. Mm. And then I always see it as this problem that I cannot solve. It's, you work from, say, 9 to 6, and then you go home, you spend some time with your wife. I think that everyone should have some me time. Mm. And then this isn't even including friends, and I kind of feel like I've been in this rut for very long.
For me, I feel I have a good balance lah. I stay with my parents and I spend sufficient time with my friends, and I feel for my family is very close knit. Like, we try to make it a tradition that every Sunday night is a family dinner night. Because for now my eldest brother actually moved out. So he seldom comes back, but every Sunday is quite a fixed, like whatever you have, you try to avoid Sunday night. And then we will always go out for dinner lah.
Maybe because of our job as well.
Yes.
We have more flexible time.
Yes.
But of course, if you do less, then you earn less lah. There are some DJs or personalities, they really you know, fill up their schedule back to back, but maybe then they will have no time for the loved ones. But you can intentionally make time, like she made time for family every Sunday night.
So Sunday night, if there's a job, I will try not to take it.
Right.
So I think that's how we try to keep it going, to share more, to know a lot more about each other and such.
Another thing that I kind of feel that in my 30s, once this whole life has kind of started moving autopilot, right, is my own passions. Back when I was 20, maybe, like my dream was to be a musician. And then I would, like, you know, schooling, you get to kind of learn guitar, you can like dedicate some time. But now it just feels like if it doesn't produce anything tangible, right, like you cannot make money out of this, and then like you're going to take away time from other things that you can do, then give up.
So, you know, sad.
But you can literally make money out of this, right? You just like,
no, it just feels like it's such an uphill battle. Like,
now you consider all the ROI. No,
like, yeah,
now,
it's all about the ROI.
Now, even now you suck, and I think you make more money than if you're good. Because there are many talented people, but there are not many shameless people.
It's a suck.
Yeah, so you just go and suck, man.
Just make it funny.
Go out, then you can. People like, beat you, they draw you a rose.
Can try. No, so I think the topic of hobbies is quite interesting for people in their 30s as well, because so the quote that I found is, find time for your hobbies, shopping and Netflix do not count.
Wow.
So because a lot of people, I mean, they work, they go home, what do? They just watch Netflix while eating, or if not, they are online shopping, or weekend they just go out shopping.
Right.
So aside from that, right, do you actually have hobbies?
I agree, because I try to pick up like a new skill every year.
What's the latest one?
I do like pottery, tennis, like different.
Pottery damn hard, right?
Yeah. I love it.
Is it not so difficult?
I love it.
It looks so easy.
It's like your own, your me time.
Right.
You really like, you know, not distracted.
So you go to a pottery shop alone to
I took some classes and then now I can like do it on my own.
Yeah, they go. Okay.
But you go alone because you say me time?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Why? What's the problem?
No, I just like.
Wait, are you those kind that when you watch a movie with a friend, you all must start at the same time, kind? Like on the plane?
No.
Okay. But I'm those kind of. I'm just glad that I won't go into a cinema myself.
I also.
It took me a long time to even go in there to eat lunch.
Last
time
I worked part time.
Toilet can or not? Toilet can or not?
No, because for myself, I've also not watched a movie alone.
Yeah, like if we supposed to go for a movie at 2 o'clock, right? Then I'm there. You tell me last minute you cannot because you do cancel on people, right?
Then you won't go in, right?
Are you serious?
That's the same topic that we had on air.
Yeah, but...
Oh, you really are the Jeff of our own.
Anyway. How about the rest of you?
Okay. I do singing. Okay. I still try to write lah. I mean...
Oh.
She got to that stage.
Sorry. I feel like you also. Like, should I? Is there an ROI of it? But I still feel like I want to do it lah. 30s, you should still... learn as many things as you want to do.
It's weird for me because both of y'all will definitely find ROI in it. Y'all both have a platform with thousands or millions of people.
Exactly.
So but you only play guitar on the
No lah, you can figure out the side.
No one's watch episode.
You put your bonus clip
no, you don't fuck with your You can thank your own Instagram, but it's people who you
So I feel like it took time, but like I only launched my first original song like 2 years back.
You are so much further than I am.
This year I also launched an MV.
What?
She took 1 year, the same song.
For that one song, same song.
So much further.
Lyrics.
Album cover. Then she do acoustic. 1926 acoustic version.
It took very long because you just can't find time to fully focus doing it.
Yeah.
But I just feel like you still have to do it. So, because if you don't do it, then you will never do it.
My therapist actually told me that.
Yeah, so I feel like...
He's further along than you in that regard.
So I feel like I would still want to launch another song. That kind of thing.
I feel like you have now have the momentum. Because like you have a song out, you say like this, you know what, this is possible.
And we're going to pressure you. Because if next year you drop acoustic, I'm going to call you out.
And because you already done it once, ma, so you actually know the whole process.
Yeah.
Also, there's a bar. Yeah. So because structured. I feel like releasing your first song, you don't know what is good. Like to you think it's good. Then when other people hear it, you still cringe even though you think it's good. You know that kind of stuff. But now you just need to beat the previous song.
Which is very hard also.
Yeah, because of the song.
Yeah.
It's damn good lah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, not damn good.
I already like
that. Wow, we're having it. Okay. The song is in the description box.
You're a campus superstar?
Yeah.
You even know what competition?
I know
what
the guy
is. Is it Chinese competition?
Yeah. No,
she's the champion.
English, so
she's the first batch. OG.
The winner was like some really short boy from Loyang Primary School, right?
No, that's the second batch. Sean Dock.
But she recently won the
S-Pop.
Another competition.
It's also a nationwide competition.
Yeah.
Champion.
Very talented.
When you say recently.
Thank you very much.
In the past 2-3 years?
COVID.
Wow, you are like a Skills Future ambassador. But I feel like many people in their 30s, especially when you have accomplished career and you're public facing, it's not easy for them to then put themselves out there in a competition where they may not win.
You're so right, yeah. But... No regrets, Yeah, no regrets.
Because you win, ma.
No. No.
You win it yourself.
I feel it's not the end point. Yeah. The entire process was so enjoyable. I think I made a lot of friends who are here to stay. Like,
hey, so Jeff need to join singing competition.
Right. It really opened up new doors for me, lah. I feel musically, lah.
Right.
Like, I know more people. I feel more equipped now.
So like, this is the Skills Future Ambassadors.
Yeah.
So it's like,
right.
Like y'all should.
Tell me about Skills Future. So during COVID, I actually learned I learned sewing.
Yeah.
I took on a class.
Wait, Skills Future teach sewing?
You can use it for different.
Online class. It's online class. So they even deliver the sewing machine to your house. You have a sewing lesson. You learn how to. I sew my own 2-piece.
Yeah. 2-piece is what?
1-piece. And a
bottom.
One piece.
I see.
Yeah.
2 pieces of 1 hour, maybe.
Men always 2 pieces.
For you, where do you think?
No hobby, leh. No, because just now you say Netflix not counted already.
Squash lah.
I don't have any. Okay, to me, it's not really a hobby, lah. But if people tell me that, okay, you need to exercise, then the only thing that I feel worth doing is playing a sport, lah. I don't like to run without.
A purpose,
or a game, or a sport, or a competition in mind, lah.
Wow, you really you.
Right. You have to.
Well, you should make friends, lah.
Then you can play with the purpose,
right? Friendship only lasts one day.
Because we won't give up. My wife will text you. My wife will text you after for dinner.
Just you can do this. I know all along.
So you have to play with a purpose, lah. So okay, I don't really have time, or I don't really have the energy, or. the, in fact, the intent to go and find a hobby lah. And also because nobody asked me to do it lah. So if let's say people ask me to go do something, I may.
If you got time.
No lah, but that's not hobby lah. Hobby must come from within.
Really, man? Yeah,
really, man?
I mean, yes. If somebody says that, okay, let's try to learn golf together. I may go for one or two. Yeah.
Don't lie.
Sessions,
one or two of you.
No, like, if you got potential, hobby, then maybe we'll play lah. Then if not fun, then we just, at least we try mah, don't we? Yeah. No, relate, valid.
These two guys.
Whatever John says, yeah. I guess. So, is there any exciting things that you are planning to do within the next 1 or 2 years that you can share with our audiences?
I feel like in the next 1 or 2 years, I want to have more songs.
How many?
Wow, don't put the pressure.
That's got the smart goals.
Okay, at least for this year, I really, really want to have one more song. If I can, I then EP. One more song. Like two songs.
Two songs this year.
But that's not
more months. And then another thing that I really want to do is to get my own housing.
Ah.
I feel that's something I want to put my heart to do lah.
You want to move out or you want to get investment property?
I want to move out.
Oh, I can help you that.
But it comes with
no solo, like
should meet my friend.
No, move out.
Not agent,
get,
not agent.
Get a space of my own lah. Right. I feel.
How about for Chen-Ning and Jeff?
Wow.
Hey, don't have no pressure. I also don't have. Mm.
I don't
not
have.
Really. I want to. I want to move to a bigger office.
Oh,
like
okay.
What I see here. I have a lot of satisfaction when I see my team grow.
Yeah.
You are boss, right? So you know, first you fight for sales, you fight for clients, and then the second step is, you know, when everything is a little bit more stable, you want to see your team. People in their 20s, people that join your company, you know, they grow and they learn and they feel good. In the company. So for me, right now, I think I'm concentrating a lot of my effort in developing maybe new talents or giving them a very good environment so that we can excel in different parts of
as
our
you,
business.
As you build up like your own businesses and all that, right, do you ever see yourself leaving radio?
Yes.
Wait. Hey, faster, before it's too late, I catch him in the morning.
No lah. So, but this question has been always in my head, man. Because the only thing is keeping me going for my business is I see this group of people that I have responsibility for. Somehow, even during COVID, you know, when we have no events, there are people who stick with the company. So, I feel that I have a responsibility to
take care of them.
So the other part of me,
just like listening to myself. I've heard this before.
I mean, the other part of me is radio lah. I think radio changed my life. I didn't thought that I want to do radio. So it's something that I will hope to give back also. Something that people can remember.
Yeah, leaving your mark, you know, in the industry.
Maybe the show, maybe myself.
Do you think you come into peace with your regrets? Not because just now you were talking about like how maybe I should spend more time with like friends and family, maybe. And now it seems like even all your plans seem to be,
you see,
all on the then things currently.
Then I forget about all the things that I'm supposed to worry about already.
So is it an acceptance of like,
this is just me?
It just be the way. It just be the way they are, like, you know.
No, maybe you don't regret, you know. Maybe you regret only because someone told you that it's supposed to be like that. You know, and you are leaving yourself to an unrealistic goal that you don't want. Like, my wife also forced me to go and like hang out with my friends. Like, you always reject them and all that stuff, right? And I mean, I do. I have a good time when I'm there. But if you ask me, I got a free Sunday. What do I do, right? My wife is like, oh my God, we got a free Sunday. So in the morning, we go and do this. Then after that, let's go have lunch there. And then let's invite people to come to our house, play mahjong. So it's like, no, but we have a free Sunday. What the f*** are you gonna pack it up? We have a free Sunday. Let's be home and enjoy our home, you know? Yeah, so you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe your regrets aren't your regrets. There are other people's regrets for you.
Oh, no, I'm
therapies,
I'm predicting that I will regret lah.
Ah, you see?
It's not worse!
Why?
Fine!
Like, you can see the future, but like, never mind. Just keep driving the road we're down.
So the friend and family part is never gonna come, right, somehow?
It shouldn't lah. I mean, it shouldn't be this way. What I'm saying is, it shouldn't be this way.
Okay.
It shouldn't be this way because I feel that...
But it's really not in your plan.
It's quite sad.
They're too like concerned about it.
Yeah. You're surrounded by...
Because he always sigh. Then he'll say, I have no friends. Or I, you know,
then you'll take the hint or you'll never take the hint.
Maybe something major has to happen.
Hey.
Which is why I'm scared, you see? I'm scared. Huh?
You could get what you want.
So much excited for them in 2024. It's a health checkup, full body checkup.
Update you,
The checkup not scary, right? It's the result.
Maybe we should meet in the clinic.
We should give you as your birthday present this year.
Yeah, yeah, I'll trip in.
No, you should make it part of the show, then you just open your result on the show.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, content, my bro, for career. Yeah,
for career, for career.
Leave your mark.
Okay, it's the last show.
But the doctor said cannot, we must do it in my room, then you panic.
Radio can move on to the
can live broadcast. Nice,
nice. Okay, so I have a different question for you, right? Since you don't know what's next for the year, right? Like listening to especially Jeff, which is you're quite contrasting in personality. How would you think you want to live your 40s?
I really think that at the end of the day, the most important thing is really your family and friends. I really truly feel that way. Yeah, I've always like focused on that, and that's why work. Not that I don't put 100% in my work, but I just feel like work should only take up my life.
100% of working hours.
Huh?
Work only takes up 100% of your working hours,
yes,
and not more.
Correct. And it shouldn't be like more than half of my life. My life should be like work and life.
Yeah.
Work is not life. It's just, yeah.
Was there something
I just said that.
Was there something that happened that taught you that?
Okay, when I was 25 years old, I think I was very disappointed by one of my bosses lah.
Dorina.
Okay, no,
I just like to do callbacks, you know? No callbacks.
Okay, I think from 20 to 25, because I started very young, I was very chong. Everything I said yes, everything I would do. But then I realized that at the end of the day, I am like replaceable. And then like one day, you're just not as important anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, so why are you giving so much to all these people? When you should be focusing to me. Yeah. When I should be focusing on things and people that are 100% to me. Mm. That's my family and friends will never leave me, and I'm very sure.
But that's
sure
not true though, you know that.
For now I'm very sure lah. Yeah, because they're my family and friends, ma.
Do you see, because I think sometimes we play up ourselves too much that we think we're very important.
Yeah, I agree.
Like for example, I feel like every morning I go on a show, I bring entertainment to a lot of people. That means if I'm not there, I won't be able to change the lives of these 10,000 people.
Their morning will suck.
Yeah.
You see, that's a very self-absorbed.
So that's why you see. So the thing is, we should stop thinking that we're very important. Like you were saying, okay, we are very dispensable. Yeah, I need to be there for radio. I need to be there for TV. You know, so we thought that all these things are more sacred. You know, more important. But it's not lah.
Yeah, respect your decision.
It's not lah. So that's why.
Respect your decision, but that won't be my decision. Yeah.
Nice. Okay. What varied responses. I feel like I relate to everybody, all their answers.
My Jared the most.
No, I don't relate to Jared. I see a reflection and I'm scared.
Okay, so we've come to the end of today's episode. I hope you've enjoyed your time here with us. And of course, thank you, the Dhaka Show, for joining us.
Yes.
Dhaka Show.
If you have any questions, you can leave them down in the comments down below as well. And of course, don't forget to catch them on Yes Jio San San on weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. And we'll see you in the next episode. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I promise I'll listen to Jio San San now. On my morning drive.
I can't lie, you choose what the drive.
8:45.
6 a.m.
Y'all keep your funny jokes at 8+.
Once you hit a different number, you know, like 30, 40, I think you start to have a different mindset. I would think about things that I really want to do that I've never done before. I've always said on air as a joke. That means I've never... I've never ever attended a beach party.
A beach party?
Oh, in my life. Easily settled. Okay?
Right, right. So,
but he has no one to go with.
Yeah. Oh. You know, so I'm doing something.